Maggie Austin always loved to dance.
And it was never a difficult choice for me to make. I knew that I absolutely wanted to do this professionally.
She danced with the Fresno Ballet in California and the prestigious Joffrey Ballet in Chicago. But one day in 2006, Austin experienced a sharp pain.
It was my first season with the Joffrey, and we were just about to move into the theater for performance of Midsummer Night's Dream, and I had an injury that took me out in basically an instant.
Austin had broken a small bone in her foot.
For a dancer, it's really a career ender. So I was done. My career ended.
Austin's other passion was baking. So she signed up for a program at the French Pastry School in Chicago, where she fell in love with making intricate sugar flowers.
But we could also say that we could etch out the frills.
After graduating, Austin moved to the Washington, D.C. area to be near her sister Jessica. With Jessica's help, she started selling sugar flowers to local cake makers, but then decided to make her own cakes. In 2010, the sisters opened their own business in a studio near Washington. Austin's specialty, custom-made wedding cakes.
I think that they have clean lines. They're sophisticated and romantic, but they have a little bit of an edge to them.
Austin says her cakes may look simple, but are not.
They're extremely detailed, so I think that there's an overall grace and simplicity to them, but there's always that, the workmanship, almost like a couture garment that has just endless amounts of detail.
This one's a little bit too yellow here.
Even with the help of interns, it takes an average of 3 days to create a single cake. Her sugar flowers are made with gum paste, an edible modeling dough. Austin finds inspiration from nature, like this sugar oyster, and from fashion. But she has become famous for her signature frills and ruffles technique, which hark back to her ballet years.
I think that there's an aesthetic that is in ballet that can be translated into cakes.
A white velvet cake with raspberry.
Today, the former ballerina enjoys creating cakes for her loyal and high-end clients. Her cakes sell for between $2,000 to $3,000. She also conducts workshops to teach cake enthusiasts how to make sugar flowers. Austin says she has finally come to terms with a premature end of her dancing career.
It's still heartbreaking for me, but at the same time, I had such a tremendous experience that I can sort of let that be at peace.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.